So how young is it, like in China, I would imagine they have like an optimal time about when you start teaching a child this technique?
Little ones in kindergarten can learn Qigong.
Uh-huh.
But the younger ones usually start with Kung Fu because it's faster movement.
Uh-huh.
And the movements of Kung Fu will also be opening up the flow of energy in the body. But there are many Qigong teachers around the country that do go into the schools and teach children Qigong as a way of centering them and calming them down and having them feel more whole within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to find a Qigong teacher, they can log on to the NQA.org.
And, NQA.org?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And they also have annual gatherings where people can go and meet Qigong teachers. And on the website, they list all the teachers. And if someone wants to find a teacher that specifically works with children, they can find them there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I actually went into the high schools and helped the teenagers with Qigong. But you know, I also feel, having had three children myself and done Qigong and Tai Chi throughout my pregnancies, that it, you know, it's even before you're born that you can get affected by the Qigong. And then, you know, my children were always around me when I did Qigong. And they can naturally just start following you. Many of the mothers and fathers that I work with say when they practice, the children will just start doing the Qigong with them spontaneously.
Uh-huh. That's great. And you didn't have them rebelling, huh?
No, not really.
I know my son, I had him learn how to meditate, and he came home one day when he was, I think, 13 or something, and said, "Mom, you're weird. None of the other mothers meditated.
I know.
Why do you make me do it?"
I know. It really helped me with my daughter Hillary, who's the ballet dancer, when the choreographer in the company she was dancing for started choreographing a ballet derived from the movements of Tai Chi.
Hmm.
So that really helped her think more of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is hard for the kids to grow up with a parent that does things a little bit different. But I think as they get older, they realize how cool we are.
I'm still waiting. He's 25.
Aww.
So, yeah. So I'm curious, when you said you went into the high schools and taught, you know, Qigong, because that's such a tumultuous time for a lot of people. And what kind of effects did you see when the high school students learned this technique?
They really got into this whole thing about their good chi and the negative chi.
Uh-huh.
Because so much socially for them is learning how to protect themselves from toxic energy. And I really saw them take off with it, with that they could now protect themselves, that they felt their energy and their energy body, and they got in touch with it, and they realized that they could protect themselves. And this is something I work a great deal with the adults with, of course, too, because as my teacher Christine Shanks has told us, is that there's no energy body police out there, although we need it, and that people think they can do whatever they want to us energetically, and there's no one, and they'll even say, "Oh, I didn't do that," but we knew very well that they did something.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, the kids really ran with this, that they had good chi and that they could protect their chi and to keep that negative chi out from their system, and that really impressed me, that that's what they grabbed from it.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So, just to kind of distinguish for the listening audience, too, that may not be familiar with it, it's, you know, it's different than just doing exercise as far as the benefits, and it's also kind of different than just sitting in meditation. I'll say there's by working with the chi in the body, there's profound effects that may seem incredibly subtle, but absolutely profound, right?
Exactly. It seems very, very simple, but very profound.
And is there a visualizing, you know, when you're doing the movements, are you visualizing the chi running in certain energy patterns or not? You're just simply doing the movements in the breath and it automatically does it, or?
Well, when you're doing the five healing sounds, you're actually sending the color of the organ into your organ. So when you work with the heart, you're sending the red color to your heart, and that's nourishing and nurturing the heart. And then you visualize the sadness leaving the heart and cleanse your heart. So that's a visualization technique. And the same with the kidneys. You're bringing in the dark blue or black into your kidneys, and when you're releasing it with the sound, you're releasing the fear. But with many of the others, or when you're doing the bone marrow washing, you're visualizing water coming into your bones and nourishing your bones, and then you're visualizing fire coming into your bones and cleansing and purifying your bones, and then you're mixing the fire and water together within your body. But other times, you're just emptying your mind, and you're turning 100 thoughts into one, and you're connecting with yourself, and you're feeling your energy from your energy body, connecting with your physical body, and you're merely concentrating on your breath, and you go into a state called Wang, which is no-mindedness, which is so powerful. Because all you feel, you get very, very connected to the moment and very connected to your own vibrant, vital energy and your connection not only within yourself, but to the universal life energy. And if you're doing it by yourself, that's how you experience it. But when you're doing Tai Chi or Qigong in a group, you're connecting together as you move together as one, and you're feeling the chi of the group and that connecting with the universal life energy. So it's very, very powerful, and it's a meditation through movement. So for people that have a hard time sitting and meditating because their monkey mind is going all the time,
mm-hmm.
It's really wonderful way to meditate because it's moving meditation and you're concentrating on the movement and the meditation just happens naturally.
Yeah, that's great. Now, it's a pretty easy thing to learn because it sounds when you're talking about it, although, you know, I can, you know, see that it's a fairly simple thing to execute. It sounds a little complex when there's so many different aspects to it.
Well, you learn it step by step. And you don't have to do all of it. I mean, you can just do one. You could just do the each one, the standing like a tree and the walking like a turtle. And you could just do that if you don't want to learn so much. I mean, one Qigong movement is all you need to do, which reminds me when I was learning Tai Chi in the Panhandle in San Francisco, and there was a woman from China that just used to walk out, stand by the tree in the park, and just do brushing wind, which is one of the exercises in my warm-up. She would stand there for 1 hour just doing brushing wind and walk off and go home. So you don't have to learn all these moves.
Uh-huh.
One movement is all you need to get the energy moving. But people like to have a lot of different things and different sets to do for different purposes. So that's why I created the set. But it is, you can learn it from a book, you can learn it from a video or a DVD.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you just
so
learn
you don't necessarily need to have a teacher, although I would think there would be some advantages to that.
I mean, you know, a lot of my clients come and do private lessons with me, and they learn the Qigong set in about 8 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I just teach them one set at a time. I leave the room and make sure they have it memorized. Then they go home and practice that. They come back in a week, and I teach them the next set. So you can learn that yourself. If you have a book or a DVD, you can just take small parts of it. And we learn 7 bits of information at one time. And so you can learn 7 bits, memorize it, practice that all week, and then go back to the book or the DVD and add a little bit more. And go outside. Qigong and Tai Chi are meant to be done outside with nature, because it connects you not only with your own personal nature within yourself and that connection between your energy body and your physical body, mm-hmm. but when you're outside, you get the chi from nature, from the trees, from the heavens, from the earth. You actually bring the yang energy down from the heavens and the yin, the water, up from the earth. And then you get all that energy from the trees and the other nature around you that just is so powerful. I mean, a lot of Qigong professionals love practicing their Qigong when there's a thunderstorm out, because you're getting that electrical energy from where the thunder is giving you that energy, and then the lightning, you're getting that electrical energy, and it can really open up your flow of chi in your body.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is this so common now that in most areas in the United States or cities that generally someone could find a teacher or participate in a group?
Yes, it's really growing. I was just amazed. I'm so enthused. I just had a group Qigong class start yesterday, and so many people came, and I was driving to work today, and I was so excited because I feel like it's really catching on now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, one of the hardest things about Qigong is people knowing how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I would imagine, because it has different spellings.
Yeah, exactly, different spelling. It's like, you know, that's why in the National Qigong Association we're trying to work on this to have one spelling, because it's like it's holding it back because, you need to be able to pronounce it. But people are hearing it so much that they're feeling more comfortable saying it. Tai Chi, everybody knows about Tai Chi now.
Uh-huh.
And, more and more with Qigong, and it's just so much easier to learn. So that's why it's catching on so quickly.
Oh, Qigong is a lot easier to learn than Tai Chi?
Much easier. With Tai Chi, like my students of Tai Chi, if they come every week, it takes an entire year to learn the set.
Wow.
Yeah. But with the Qigong, like I said, I can teach it in, even six, eight, 10 lessons. It depends. I teach it slowly and according to one's ability. So some people can learn much faster than others. But once you learn the vocabulary of the movement, you can really pick anything up very quickly.
Mm-hmm.